Presley with Martin Bester.
On the line this morning, joining us is the one and only Derek. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
I heard your Afrikaans, so we'll stick to English.
Goeiemôre, Martin. Goeiemôre, South Africa. What is wrong with my accent?
Nothing, it's beautiful.
Did we lose contact there? Because I just heard that you're saying that we were on the edge of glory and then it just cut off. All good, hey? Good to chat to you, Martin.
Good to hear your voice, man. As I said earlier, it's part of our lives. It's become a South Africanism. I chatted to someone just the other day, and they were telling me about something that they have a problem with, and things become serious when someone throws carte blanche into the sentence. Mm-hmm. And they said, this is so wrong, okay? It's so wrong. I've actually thought of contacting carte blanche. That's become a South Africanism. then you know. Listen, did you ever think it will go on for this long?
Never. Because, I just left Top Sport at SABC. And so I know, Martin, for the first year, people were saying, now, what are you going to do next year? so it just went to next year, and just continued, yeah. And people still ask me now, what are you going to do next year? And I don't know.
Just see how this goes, Stop planning.
Yeah.
Listen, are you missing Debbie yet?
We are definitely missing Devi. I mean, she is amazing, and I like her new show. But I think there's room for all of us out there, and I think some of our presenters have really stepped up to the plate. I mean, Masa Kakana is really amazing in her interview. And I saw Mac last night really launching into the guys trading in steel and iron illegally from Prasa. But I think. It's the same when Ruda left, A lot of people said, how's Carte Blanche going to survive without Ruda? And I think what it underlines is that none of us are just the show, none of us. It's a big team, and, to be honest, Mon, I mean, we are there, the faces of Carte Blanche, but, there's some producers, researchers, cameramen, sound guys that you really work through the night to get that show on every Sunday, and it's great to be out there, but none of us are indispensable, sadly.
I don't know, hey. I think if Derek Watts leaves, then they might as well change the show's name. Sorry, then it's like Dunskies. But no, we were joking about it just now. But have you ever thought of doing something else?
Well, I started my acting career last week.
Oh. Yes.
Happens? There's a new series starting Legacy, and they thought it'd be a nice idea to use people who are known to be on Mnet and other channels playing themselves. So I play the part of Derek Watts, but no, it's not Carte Blanche. It's got another name. I suppose not meant to talk too much about it, but. So I'll be coming up on Legacy, playing myself, and probably playing myself very badly, but doing my best, because I didn't realize, when they make these, what do they call, telenovelas? Yeah. Well, I suppose we call it soapy. Yeah. It's a big production, man, Martin. I mean, when a Carte Blanche crew hit town, it's like three of us, it's the cameraman, it's the presenter, it's the producer, and if we're lucky, a sound specialist. And away we go. And they'll say, Derek, stand there and say something. And you stand there and say something. And say, that's all right. And you move off. But this is a different breed of animal, You've got to do things many times. You've got to do them pretty well. And I admire those actors, They really know their stuff. And, I mean, the way they can just cry on cue and everything. I think it's a lot to learn in the acting world.
But now, what kind of acting are you leaning towards? Are you more dramatic, or because I have a laugh at you, so you've got good timing there when it comes to humor. What kind of who are you channeling?
No, I don't think anybody at this moment. No, it's a very short. Don't expect too much. It's about 10 seconds on air. No, it's a very short little piece, yeah. And I think we're going to try and use a lot of the presenters. You know, I'm sure Claire would be great out there, and Martha and Mac.
The thing about Derek Watts is, let me tell you, Derek, is that your name is all over the place. It's everywhere. It really,
for good
really,
and bad reasons.
For good and bad reasons. But this morning I want to share with you for good reasons how your name is everywhere. Because now when I heard you coming on the show this morning, all of a sudden your name just pops up everywhere. I mean, just give this a listen here quickly. For instance,
Jack Harrow, eh?
Did you hear that? Derek, what's love got to do with it? Listen to this one. Listen to this one.
Derek.
Maybe you're a fan of this guy. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. Listen to this one.
Derek. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Derek. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This guy's name.
Brilliant, man.
We're never going to shake Derek Watts from South. This is
Derek.
Derek. Very, very
crazy.
Acting
stuff,
is just
man.
The start of it, Derek. There's a wide scope in the entertainment industry for you. Listen,
but
I want you to.
What's got to do with it? I mean, that brings back such memories for me, because when my daughter was about 3 years old, I guess, she used to just perform to that number. And, you know, the guests would come round for a braai in the days that we used to have a braai, and I used to have to fetch them all from outside, from enjoying themselves, to the lounge where she would give a show of love.
Oh, yeah?
What's love got to do with it?
How old is she now?
She is now 27. This was a few years ago, Martin. Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Listen, if you play her this song, she'll love it. She'll think it's funny. She'll think it's work.
Derek.
Stupid. Listen, how are you guys doing during this lockdown period? Have you uncovered any special talents?
Well, it's been interesting doing a lot of Zoom and Teams and Skype interviews, and the technicalities and trying to get a good picture, because I guess in an average story now, probably half our interviews are online. Okay. So that's been one aspect of getting used to. Obviously, going out as a team, I suppose we've been fortunate, Martin, that we can still go out and do stories. But, you know, we've got to have respect for the people we're going to speak to, sometimes going into their homes. And, we're preparing to do maybe more interviews outdoors, you know, obviously taking every precaution we can. And I'm amazed at how many stories that we've still got going, you know, and I think really good stories during this period, because the team, I think, like you, is a bit split up. You know, we used to go to meetings every Monday and banter and, you know, come up with ideas, and it's all remote now. And the head office and the producers are working just as hard, but it's all remotely. And I guess it's just, presenters and the producers and the camera teams that go out. But I think we've kept up the standard. I don't know what your listeners think, but I think we've done pretty well. And looking at this Sunday, I really thought we had good stories. So, yeah, I think despite the problems of shooting during lockdown, I think we've done well. You know, it's not the studio anymore. It's we do the pieces to camera in the office, so it's a lot more humble. You know, normally we've got a studio crew of about 20. Now it's the Justin, the cameraman, Matt on sound, and
Teresa,
and myself, and a couple of others, and away we go.
Got to do it. Listen, have you ever investigated anyone you know? Must be awkward if it happens.
Hashtag.
No, have you ever investigated anyone that you know?
No, I was saying hashtag orcs. No, I'm only kidding.
Derek.
Look at Derek Watts dropping a hashtag.
Come on.
Hello.
That Liesman Alma chirping.
Yeah. We did not expect a hashtag. Hashtag orcs.
And Alma, I haven't seen you at the Pioneer for so long. Missed you terribly.
Thank you.
You were there last year.
No, I wasn't here for much of last year.
Okay, were there developments? Yeah, okay. Yeah, what is the question?
have you ever investigated anyone you know?
You know, generally, if I know somebody, I'll recuse myself.
Okay.
Either way, it's not going to work because you're going to, you know, go soft on them or maybe overdo it and, you know, be too tough on them. It just doesn't work. So I think in every case where I've known somebody or known a company even, I've said, look, is there other people to do this? I just think it's not a good thing. I think people should recuse themselves in these situations and not to get onto the old smoking ban too early here, but I think NDZ should have recused herself from any decisions because she's associated with the tobacco trade. And we had a story last night. I'm not saying, you know, I know her motivation is health, and I think that is true. But I think in that situation, if you have an association through your family or whatever with the tobacco trade, you don't take part in any decisions. That's me.
That's exactly where I was going with this anyway. Unfortunately, now with all the... this lockdown is going to give you a whole lot of stories. You know that, right? I mean, you guys are going to have stories for days, especially when it comes to, you know, the PPE scams and some alleged dodgy tenders and people getting involved because they know people. You know, these days, it's just impossible, I think, to not at least being exposed. It's sometimes quite possible not being prosecuted, but at least not being exposed. Are we running out of time already? I hate this. Time flies so quickly in the morning. So I quickly wanted to... we're going to be those people now that when the doctor... when you've got a friend who's a doctor comes over, at some point you're going to show them your child's arm and say, is there something, you know... you're going to be that guy. Does it happen when you go to people's houses? Do they tell you, listen, these people at the back here, you have no idea. You must investigate.
Look, it does happen when we go out, in the days we did go out way back then.
I know.
But now it's more a case of when you just sort of with your mask on, heading to the supermarket just to get something quickly, not wanting to linger. And then, people do have stories. They want to tell you the whole story.
It would drive me insane.
You say, look, I'll give you my number. I'll give you my email. Go to our website and Derek, but I just want to tell you and it's difficult from that point of view, but you know that's part of what you do, you know, and people who do any sort of job and that's, you know, high profile, it's what you expect, you know, and you got to take it.
Well, just quickly, it
also leads to some good stories.
I'm going to play you one of them, the shortest one. We'll send you the rest. Maybe there's something in it. Maybe one of our listeners. No, not at all. There are lots that came in. I'm just looking at the headlines here. Chicken farms, fogging scams, whatever that may be. I'm quite curious. And then this one that just says alcohol. Let's listen to
it. Like that.
Ek sal graag wil hê julle moet laat Derek vir die regering wys dat drank nog steeds beskikbaar is. Dit is baie duurder, maar drank is baie beskikbaar. Ek bly in Mpumalanga.
Oh, he's saying that alcohol is still freely available and you should investigate that. I actually want I want to withdraw that one. I don't think that's a great investigation.
Martin, behave.
Don't waste your time with that one, Derek. That's a terrible one.
I was thinking of going to interview you, Martin. I just need your time
address. Start at his house, please. Start there.
I know nothing of the sort.
Of nothing.
Derek, can you believe we've already run out of time? There's so much more to discuss. I know. Please come back on the show and just just hang with us again sometime. We've got so much to talk about.
Love to, man. Oh. And
good luck with your acting career.
Yeah, I think it's pretty short-lived, eh? But it's fun.
You never know. And keep carte blanche. You keep making it. We keep watching it. You've got an important role to play in a South African context as well. And just thanks for being so humble, so nice to catch up with, and for taking our call.
Thanks, Martin and team, and have a magic week.
Thank you, Derek. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye.
Cheers, man.
Derek Watts on the line, but he's got one of those voices. I didn't need to tell you that, right? I love Check Red FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. I love it. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.